2 months ago, the Supreme Court announced the remaining cases it will hear this term. One of those cases is a surveillance-related case I have been following for nearly 2 years. On Tuesday, April 28th, the Supreme Court will hear oral arguments in the case of Cisco Systems v. Doe. SCOTUS blog describes the issue in that case as, quote, whether practitioners of the Falun Gong religion in China can sue Cisco Systems for their role in developing and selling to the Chinese government a surveillance and internal security system, which the government then used to find and interrogate practitioners of the religion. When you read the word interrogate, think Bush-Cheney era enhanced interrogations and things much, much worse. In this video, we will examine the details of what Cisco has been accused of doing and the potential impact the court's ruling in this case might have on the rampant spread of warrantless mass surveillance, both in the United States and around the world. I am Dr. John Padfield, an engineer turned state representative turned business professor. If you would like to support my work bringing you unbiased and insightful analysis of surveillance-related technology, legislation, and lawsuits, I invite you to join my Patreon or buy me a coffee using one of these links. This case began in May 2011 when a group of Chinese Falun Gong practitioners accused Cisco Systems of aiding and abetting the intentional infliction of severe physical or mental pain or suffering to punish, coerce, or extract information. The Wall Street Journal used the seven-letter word that means what I just said, but the YouTube algorithm doesn't like that seven-letter word, so from now on I'm going to substitute the term severe abuse. The lawsuit alleges that Cisco was closely involved in the design and maintenance of a surveillance system in China called Golden Shield that was used to track and target Falun Gong followers and dissident groups. The American Bar Association Journal described the lawsuit as accusing Cisco Systems of aiding severe abuse and repression in China through sales of surveillance software to the Chinese government. While I don't have any firsthand knowledge about these accusations, in my opinion, they are very plausible based on sworn testimony in a 2008 Senate Judiciary Human Rights Subcommittee hearing. Quote, Cisco Systems took the hot seat at a Senate Judiciary Human Rights Subcommittee hearing Tuesday for reportedly having a role in the Chinese government's construction of a system for monitoring, censoring, and prosecuting online dissidents who speak in favor of democratic values. During that Senate subcommittee meeting, senators reviewed a leaked 2002 internal 90-page PowerPoint presentation from Cisco Systems regarding their business opportunity to play a role in China's Golden Shield project. As always, I have included links to all my sources in the description of this video, including a link to a PDF copy of the 90-page PowerPoint presentation, which is hosted on a Wall Street Journal server. Page 57 of the Cisco PowerPoint presentation lists the goals of the Golden Shield project, which includes, quote, combat Falun Gong evil religions and other hostiles. In my opinion, Cisco cannot claim they didn't know what the Chinese government was going to do with all the surveillance system they were helping to build. This would be like a person going into a gun store, telling the salesperson they wanted a firearm to rob a liquor store, and the salesperson helping them select the best firearm for that purpose. In my opinion, knowing what your customer is going to do with what you sell them and then going through with it crosses a line from simply selling a legal product to aiding and abetting a criminal act. After acknowledging on page 57 that one of the goals of the Golden Shield project was to combat Falun Gong, evil religion, and other hostiles, the very next page of the presentation discusses Cisco's financial opportunities to design and build the surveillance system, as well as provide technical training and operational maintenance. After acknowledging in 2002 that the Golden Shield project was going to be used against Falun Gong members and others, Cisco decided to help build the Golden Shield. What allegedly happened next is documented in the 2011 class action lawsuit filed by members of the Falun Gong, who claim they and or loved ones suffered severe abuse, cruel, inhuman, or degrading treatment, forced labor, prolonged and arbitrary detention, crimes against humanity, extrajudicial loss of life, enforced disappearance, battery, assault, false imprisonment, and wrongful loss of life. But the ends clearly justify the means, and all that human suffering was worth it, because over the next 5 years, Cisco's stock increased in value by 195%, more than doubling the performance of the Dow Jones Industrial Average that only increased by 85% over that same period. Sarcasm aside, when I started this channel in June 2022, I chose the name Business Reform because I believe in capitalism and free markets, but I also believe in holding people and companies accountable for unethical and harmful behavior. There are many companies, especially in big tech, who have business models built on exploiting people, including children, and they need to reform their business practices. Just 2 weeks ago, a jury in New Mexico found one of these companies liable for the harm they have caused children and gave them 375 million reasons to reform their business practices. Although Cisco was the only company named in the 2011 lawsuit, they are not the only American company involved in building the Golden Shield. I want to thank the Associated Press for the excellent job they did in a September 2025 investigative report titled, "Silicon Valley Enabled Brutal Mass Detention and Surveillance in China, Internal Documents Show." The story begins with a man left paralyzed after police beat him with bricks. His family was, quote, "snared in an intricate network based on U.S. technology that spies on them and predicts what they'll do. Their train tickets, hotel bookings, purchases, text messages, and phone calls are forwarded to the government. Their house is ringed with more than a dozen cameras, but they are not criminals. They are simply farmers trying to beg Beijing to stop local officers from seizing their 1.5 acres of land." Quote, "Across China, tens of thousands of people tagged as troublemakers, like the Yangs, are trapped in a digital cage, barred from leaving their province and sometimes even their homes by the world's largest digital surveillance apparatus. Most of this technology came from companies in a country that has long claimed to support freedoms worldwide, the United States. American tech companies, to a large degree, designed and built China's surveillance state, playing a far greater role in enabling human rights abuses than previously known. They sold billions of dollars of technology to the Chinese police, government, and surveillance companies, despite repeated warnings from the U.S. Congress and the media that such tools were being used to quash dissent, persecute religious sects, and target minorities. Critically, American surveillance technologies allowed a brutal mass detention campaign. U.S. companies did this by bringing predictive policing to China, technology that sucks in and analyzes data to prevent crime, protest, or T-word attacks before they happen." Wow, it sure seems like I've heard all of this before. A nationwide network of corporate-owned AI-powered surveillance cameras, AI-powered microphones in public spaces, and AI-powered drones to create a public safety digital cage, public safety technology ecosystem. Such systems mine a vast array of information: text, calls, payments, flights, video, DNA swabs, mail delivery, the internet, even water and power usage, to unearth individuals deemed suspicious and predict their behavior. But they also allow Chinese police to threaten friends and family and preemptively detain people for crimes they have not even committed. As Orwellian as this system sounds, we already have all the surveillance infrastructure in place to implement the same thing here in the United States, and that is not hyperbole or paranoia. I will link a playlist at the end of this video where I show all the receipts about Leonardo's signal trace, Halo's AI-powered public restroom microphones, smart streetlights with AI-powered cameras and microphones, automatic content recognition built into your smart TV to record everything you watch, vehicle telematics to track everywhere you drive, and many other surveillance technologies most people have never even heard of that are already in use in the United States. That playlist will also include my video about Flock Nova, the warrantless AI-powered search engine that allows law enforcement to search every aspect of your personal life, including where you have been and what websites you have visited, just by entering your name or license plate number. And my video about Florida House Bill 945 that targets people who hold views or opinions deemed a threat to state interest, based on all the pattern of life data being accumulated about them through the surveillance infrastructure. And finally, my video about what we need to do to legally fight back against the surveillance titans and protect our civil liberties. I encourage you to read the entire AP article linked in the description, but I will conclude my comments on it with one last excerpt. What started in China more than a decade ago could be seen as a cautionary tale for other countries at a time when the use of surveillance technology worldwide is rising sharply, including in the United States. Emboldened by the Trump administration, U.S. tech companies are more powerful than ever, and President Donald Trump has rolled back a Biden-era executive order meant to safeguard civil liberties from new surveillance technologies. I will make a separate video about the Biden-era executive order that Trump revoked within hours of being inaugurated in January 2025. So what happened to that 2011 lawsuit filed against Cisco? That lawsuit was based on a federal law passed in 1789 called the Alien Tort Statute that allows foreign nationals to bring certain civil lawsuits in the United States federal court for torts committed in violation of international law or U.S. treaty. While that law had been in place for 224 years, in 2013, the Supreme Court voted unanimously to narrow the circumstances under which the Alien Tort Statute applied for actions occurring outside of the United States. One legal commentary in 2013 asked, "What's left of the Alien Tort Statute after this unanimous decision?" Based on that 2013 Supreme Court ruling, in 2014, the federal court in Northern California dismissed the Cisco lawsuit. However, the plaintiffs appealed the dismissal of their case, and in 2023, the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals overturned the 2014 dismissal of the case. Cisco then appealed the decision of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, and that is the case that the United States Supreme Court will take up later this month. To be clear, the Supreme Court is not deciding if Cisco is liable for the harm they contributed to by helping to build the Golden Shield surveillance network. The Supreme Court is deciding whether Cisco can be sued under the Alien Tort Statute. In addition, there is a second decision the Supreme Court will make. In 1991, Congress passed a law called the Severe Abuse Victim Protection Act, which imposes civil liability on anyone who subjects any individual to severe abuse or extrajudicial loss of life. Note, this law only applies to individuals, not to corporations. That is why when the plaintiffs filed their lawsuit, they not only sued Cisco Systems Incorporated, but they also sued two executives at Cisco as individuals. Even if the Supreme Court rules the lawsuit cannot be brought against Cisco under the Alien Tort Statute, they could rule the lawsuit can proceed against the named Cisco executives as individuals under the Severe Abuse Victims Protection Act. The Electronic Frontier Foundation, an organization I have supported for years, filed an amicus brief with the Supreme Court urging them to allow the lawsuit against Cisco to proceed. Their amicus brief states this case is about a company that purposefully and actively assisted in the persecution of a religious group. Cisco not only customized its technology to help identify the targets, who became the victims of these human rights abuses, the communications and information it provided to its customers were specifically used in severe abuse sessions aimed at forcing victims to renounce their religion. The stakes in this case are high. If the Supreme Court rules Cisco and their executives cannot be sued for their actions, it will embolden big tech companies to continue developing and deploying increasingly invasive forms of surveillance technology to any authoritarian government willing to pay for their products and services. And with President Trump reversing the Biden-era executive order attempting to protect civil liberties against new technologies, we will continue to see increasingly invasive forms of surveillance here in the United States. However, if the Supreme Court upholds the decision of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals and allows the lawsuit against Cisco and its executives to proceed, it will send a clear signal that big tech can be held accountable for the harm they knowingly contribute to by helping governments target disfavored groups. This, in turn, will likely slow the expansion of the surveillance state infrastructure, as the risk of massive lawsuit settlements will cause some CEOs and boards of directors to rethink their growth strategies. I hold live streams on the first and third Monday of each month. Let me know in the comments section if you would like for me to do a real-time live stream of the Supreme Court hearing on April 28th. I am also holding a series of free events this summer called the Brushfires of Freedom Tour. My big tour hits 19 cities across 16 states between July 16th and August 11th, but I will soon be announcing additional tour stops in New York, New Jersey, Ohio, and Florida. I am still looking for venues and for volunteers to help promote my free events on these tour stops, so please visit brushfirestour.com for more details, to volunteer, and/or to sign up for updates on my tour stops. The Supreme Court will likely announce their decision on this case by the end of June. How do you think they will decide this case? What other peaceful options do you see to push back on the rapidly expanding surveillance infrastructure if the Supreme Court overturns the Ninth Circuit and again dismisses the Cisco case? I can't wait to read your comments.